when you started the OnlyFans situation.
Yeah.
I don't know how much you can say. Were you making like...
I made millions from off of it.
Okay. Millions.
Yeah.
For you to say, I'm done doing that, something genuinely had to change in your life.
I need everybody to find me a bishop, find me a church, find me somewhere. Only thing I want to do for my birthday is get baptized.
What do we not know about the stripping world? Because a lot of people see it as glamorous. A lot of young girls out there like, man, I'm going to get my money. The changes you made physically.
Yes. That stuff looked crazy.
All right, you said it, I didn't say it. So it didn't bother you then either when you make this transition and people was like having all these crazy things to say about you.
Oh, no, I mean.
I feel like the elephant in the room, the men in your life, the famous friends in your life, what's the misconception? What is the thing that you kind of want people to understand? How do you want the world to see who Angela is?
This is The Deep End with Lecrae.
Like, I'ma say off top, I know you more than your associations, you more than where people have seen you in the places and spaces that you've been. I know when people see you, they probably think like, you know, celebrity and like, you know, the glitz and the glam and oh my gosh, you were with rappers and you know, all these famous folks, but there's a person behind all that. And I think that's what a lot of people don't get to realize. And I'm hopeful that people can see behind it all. Cause a lot of times they just see the lights, camera action, the blogs, the scandals, all that type of stuff. But they don't realize like these are human beings, you know, behind all of that type of stuff. So off top, like I know a little bit. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I know a little bit, but I'm curious, like, you know, only thing I've heard you say about your childhood is that you got in trouble. You know what I'm saying?
What, me? I never got in trouble.
That's all I
had. No, I had a, listen, I was an angel growing
up. Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I think I maybe got into two big things.
Okay, okay.
Where I was like, okay, I'm in trouble.
Okay.
It was like, I took my mom's car. Well, I lost the house key.
Yeah.
And I sat in one of her cars and accidentally put it in drive. This was like a long, those super old school cars. And it just went rolling down the hill. That was one time.
Okay.
Yeah, that was one time I got in trouble. And then fighting in school, that was in high school. But other than that, I was,
You got in one fight or you got in some fights in high school?
I got into one fight in high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now you from DC, like that's where you born and bred.
Yes.
Okay. So do you feel like do you feel like I'm DC or do you feel like you live so many places that you a mix of everything?
You know what? I don't really feel like DC.
Okay.
Like, okay, I'm from DC. I don't be walking around saying, okay, I'm from Southeast or with the Anna. Nah, I don't really rep cities like that. I just live in
it. It's interesting though, because I like outside looking in, I see like you grind, like you work.
I work.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, she be working. Is this something that was birthed in childhood? Did you grow up like this with this work ethic, like this hustle mentality? Like what created that?
It's always been there. I think the first time that I ever like saw money or touched money is when I was living in Virginia. I don't know. I had to been maybe 7 or 8.
Okay.
I was super young for sure. And at the bottom of the hill, it used to be a trash can. And I would see like people putting the trash on top of their cars and just driving it downhill. And even the people like in my building, they would take their trash and this was an apartment complex, tie it up and leave it on the outside. So one day I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna ask these people if they want me to take their trash down all the way down. So started making money that way.
Taking out people's trash.
Taking out people's trash. And then thinking back at that, like, you know how dangerous that was?
I could have, for a seven, eight-year-old.
Got kidnapped. Oh, hi, can I take your trash out?
Yeah, that's a wild situation to try to make some money off of.
But yeah, I've always grind.
Okay.
Like my first real job was at McDonald's.
Oh, wow, okay.
That was 15, 9 months. I couldn't wait. Taco Bell, Shoe City, all these different places.
Yeah.
My last real job was at, Hooters. Yeah, it was at Hooters. I think I worked there for like 2 weeks and there was too many things. It was like, oh, you have to have your nails a certain way, your hair a certain way. It was just like a lot.
Yeah.
And besides it.
So I'm imagining, you know, high school. Now, I know your perspective is a lot different now.
Yeah.
your identity is not wrapped up in the way you look and the way you present yourself. But I can imagine, like, just were you that person in high school that looks and how you carried yourself and all that stuff was like the center of your world? Were you the pretty girl in school, so to speak?
I definitely was a pretty girl in school.
How did that like shape you? What did that, how did, you know what I mean?
I feel like just growing up like that, you don't look at me like, oh, I'm a pretty girl. You know what I mean? Girls that act conceited and things like that is because you never really looked like that prior to. Or maybe just didn't have that confidence. My mom like instilled like confidence into me. My mom and my uncles and my grandma. So it wasn't like you just, I just woke up and I was just cute. I was cute as a baby.
And then, so you leave high school. And then, you know, you go off to school in Florida.
Right.
And this is the part that.
This is like 2 years after I was dancing, mind you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right after high school. I didn't go immediately to college.
So you were dancing before?
I didn't
have
the money,
Okay, so you danced to get the money.
Yes, and then I went.
What do we not know about the dancing world, about the stripping world? Like what? Because a lot of people see it as glamorous. A lot of young girls out there like, man, I'm going to get my money, you know what I mean? But do you feel like it was all fun at that time? Or was there some definitely some low parts? Or like what?
Yeah, it's definitely low parts. And it's fun parts. It's fun parts too, depending on how you look at it. Because you could look at it like, oh, I'm in a strip club, but it's like people, say it's Friday and Saturday. It's like, I might as well go to the strip club because everybody's going to go to the strip club after the club anyway. So I might as well make some money. You know, it's just so many different fabricated things that I used to just make up in my mind. Just to make it cool. You know what I mean? But it's like those days that people that they don't know about is the not Fridays, Saturdays. But like the Sundays and like the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, when it's like nobody really in there and it's no partying, then the girls and the drama and the guys and then the weirdos. It's like a lot that comes with it.
So it's interesting. I say that too because I don't think I ever told anybody this before, but I'm going to tell you whatever. But I used to date a stripper. Okay. When I was younger, in my younger days, before I got married. I dated a stripper and I used to go to the strip club all the time, but I wouldn't go to like spend money. I would go to hang out and just chill. And then, you know, my homeboy's uncle was like a regular. So I would have to carry him out. He'd be drunk and the whole nine. So I got cool with a lot of the girls, which is how I ended up dating one of the young ladies. But behind the scenes, I was like, oh, this is, y'all are real people. This is a show in a lot of ways. And like having to get outside of the mindset and just like, oh, let me put on this persona to be able to do that. Is that what you felt like you had to do? Or how? What was your like thought process when you were in that space?
Thought process was get to the money. Get to the money and block out all the extras. I was like a popular, rather popular dancer. Because a lot of times too, people think like it's, and it goes back to your hustle and your grind, because you could be a very pretty girl and in a strip club and not make a dollar. And then we used to watch the cute little girls with the hair and the Like, look, she ain't gonna make not $1.
Because she don't got that grind.
She don't have the grind. It's the outfit, it's the demeanor. It's just like everything is a collective.
Did you ever feel a sense of like, should I really be doing this, or is this, or were you just like, nah, I'm just trying to get this money. I'm not even thinking about that.
It was just, it flowed naturally. It wasn't like, hey, I'm not supposed to be in here. Because you got to think, when you're in a strip club and you're looking around at different women, you automatically feel comfortable because that's just the environment that we're in. Now, if you're just, if you try to do that and put that in a different place, then it's just weird. Now it's just awkward. You know what I mean?
That's good. I didn't think twice when I was there either. I didn't have, I wasn't like a moral person. So I didn't like,
It would be all type of people that would come into the strip club. People that just want to actually eat, watch the games, just all this type of stuff. So you built like a little community within the strip club and you know which ones are like the regulars for, you know, your people's, like you say, your uncle, right? You have your regulars. Oh, that's what's the name. Girl, your people's out there.
Go ahead. Handle that. That makes sense. Is that where, I know you the person are Angela, but is that where the persona of Blak Chyna was created? Was in that
absolutely.
Era?
Okay. Yeah, in the strip club.
Word. So what, like, what was the mindset? Like, y'all, like, were you thinking, I got to make, I'm going to be this person? Or like, did you have a plan or it was just a name?
Nope, just a name. The name is just a hit. And then it's just everything that kind of trickled with that, like the tattoos, the hair, the blonde hair, the tan skin, the custom outfits, just all of that.
Yeah.
It was just like literally a character.
Yeah.
That overspilled.
What's wild to me is...
It's all wild to me.
Yeah, it's wild to...
I'm like, what? I'm from D.C.
What's so dope, here though, I am. A lot of people don't get to see the transform mindset and be able to look back on it and be able to look at those things. Like, that's just... Mm-hmm. That was just a part of life and I just lived it and moving on. But it's dope. I really appreciate, and we'll talk about it, but I really appreciate how you've been able to pull back and look at it all and say, oh... Wait a minute, why did I do this? Or what was this? Or what was my process? Or why was I thinking this? And then folks don't understand, like when I'm on the outside looking in and seeing some of the transitions and changes that you've made, like I know this is serious because you're giving up a lot of things. You know what I mean? You're like, nah, time out. But your journey, people would say, well, she already made it. She was already big. She was, you know, I know from stripping, you was in like music videos with Nicki Minaj and Drake and all this type of stuff. But people say, well, she already made it. So it's easy for her to say no. But a lot of people don't understand, like, that was still fueling your life. Even.
Oh, yeah. This is a lifestyle. You know what I mean? Well, in the one that I'm currently living,
you know,
that's my new lifestyle. But of course, the old lifestyle is going to come with everything, and you need more money to make more money, if that makes sense.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, I know I need this certain type of team to put this shoot together because I know that this is going to appease to this group to bring me more money, however which way it looks.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean?
So did you feel like when in that season of your life, like let's go even leaving the strip club, going to LA, was there a season in your life where you're like, I made it? Like, did you ever feel like, oh, I'm here? Like, did you get out of a Rolls Royce somewhere, or did you go to a hotel, or were you at a party and you was like, yo, I made it?
You know, I still feel like I don't feel like that now.
So there was no sense.
You know what it is like for me? It's just like my life has just been lifing. It's like not like I set up stuff and premeditated.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And do all these different things. It just happens as it happens.
Yeah.
There's always something that's happening. Like, so whether it's good or bad. Yeah, it's just always rolling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you move as it came. It was like, oh, okay, I guess this is what we do. I guess this happened and this is.
Yeah, because it seems right at the time until you really start to take a step back and like isolate yourself and really just sit back and just take a breather. Cause like for a long time, I would just hustle, just grind. Stay up for days. You know what I mean?
Like doing what? Just, for days? Just
working, trying to just get stuff done.
Get to it.
Just get stuff done.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I've noticed like through it all, and I want to go back to this with the lifestyle and making money certain ways. Mm-hmm. And cause everybody's hot. Right, everybody's hot. You get that hot moment. You're like, oh, it's hot. Oh, it's hot, no.
Yeah.
And then just keeping it like, and then just keeping it up. And then of course you're gonna get like all these deals and endorsement deals and things like that. But when that starts to slow up, it's like, where do you go to? You get what I'm saying? And that's when it starts getting a little bit tricky. You start, you know
Having
what I'm saying,
to find doing hustle.
Fine and like not devious things to do, but like devious things. Like, for example, I told myself that I'm not doing promos for people when I know damn well I'm not using their product. Like, come on. I'm
but
just
you
over
getting
here.
Paid for it. You getting
no,
a check.
No, I'm just holding a bottle like this. Get
so
skin,
you weren't really
skin the, like this. No.
So no, what the flat tummy tea? That wasn't.
That tea works.
Okay. Because obviously
tea
everybody
works.
Was doing a flat tummy tea and I was like, is this legit?
Oh yeah, they ripped me one for that too. I remember that.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
But
that stuff does work though.
And anything you like, obviously anything you don't want to talk about will cut out.
It.
But
no.
I'm just curious, as you talk about that, like, yo, I'm not doing this, like when you started the OnlyFans situation, was that like a natural progress? Like, yeah, this is another thing to make money, or was that like premeditated, like, well, let me think about this, or was it just this is gonna make me money, let me do it?
It was two things for me. I was producing this TV show called Only Cams with Zeus.
Okay.
Right. And there was the people, you know, obviously that's on the sets that I just did like a little scenes, like a scene segment with myself. But everybody on there was doing OnlyFans and stuff like that. And I'm like, I'm in the middle of my court case. And let me tell you, that court case was very, very, very expensive. It was hella expensive.
People don't know that.
It was
lawyers cost money.
It was super expensive. Yeah. And I'm looking at them fees and I'm like, okay, I need to finish this out because I know right is right and wrong is wrong. And thank God that I did go through and do all that stuff. But the fees was looking kind of crazy. And I was like, it is kind of pandemic stuff. Dude, need to stay open and on.
Yeah.
So I was like, let me just try it a little bit. And I just slid it right on in there. And surprisingly, nobody said anything to me.
Like,
Like, nah, you nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it was like smooth.
Yeah.
It was like I was in and I was out.
Yeah.
Because it becomes, you'll get into something and you can't get out of it.
Got you.
You know what I mean? But because the money comes in.
I've never been on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
True story. Mm-hmm. I just know. From other people.
Yeah.
But apparently you was killing it on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Apparently you was making a lot of money on OnlyFans.
Yeah, I was whooping them. I was whooping them folks.
So.
I was like, hold on. Say what?
Like, when we say a lot of money, like, I don't know how much you can say. Were you making like?
I made millions from off
of
it.
Okay, millions.
Yeah.
So. That's what I'm trying to say. For you to say, I'm done doing that, something genuinely had to change in your life. Like, that's what I don't think people understand. Like, for you to say, I'm going to leave these millions alone because I don't feel like it is well with my soul to do this.
Yeah, it was done.
Like, some people have to, because anybody who would say, she's just changing for publicity. Is this a scam? Is this real?
Nobody needs publicity when you already Black China. Walk outside.
Talk the talk. You said it.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Just walk to the grocery store.
So that's part of it for me is like, I always love to like believe the best. Cause I believe, God says, man, believe the best. And I wanted to believe the best. And so I'm like, I don't know why she would do that. I don't know why she would make these transitions if something authentic wasn't happening. But for you to leave millions on the table, to me, it's like, nah, something got a hold of her. You know what I mean?
Like, for sure.
Yeah.
It was just time.
Yeah.
It was just time. That's exactly what it was. And even when I stopped it, I remember I called my bishop. It was like 3 or 4 in the morning. I was like, Bishop, they always answer. Doesn't matter what time, day. My bishop's like, oh, what's up, baby? I'm like, hey, Bishop, I'm about to do it. He's like, what are you about to do? I'm like, all right, I want you to be on the phone with me. I'm about to press the button. I'm about to deactivate the OnlyFans. He was like, oh, praise God. Because bishops never said anything to me. Like, nobody never said anything to me. Because it's like, you look at my bills, you'll be like...
Yeah.
All right, I feel you, but it ain't another way. It is, but it's more grinding and everything like that. And, and which I'm all about that grind life now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because there's other ways of making it. Even when I stopped the OnlyFans, I didn't have a backup plan.
Wow.
So that's like where that's when the faith, that 2023, after December was in November, December when I deactivated it in 2022. So we've been rolling by faith this whole time. And it's been like hitting like stuff been like just coming up pow, pow.
Yeah. That's why I say from a distance, I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
What I mean? And I'm nobody to, I ain't nobody to be like, I'm really proud of you. But I'm saying from
no, like, it means a lot. I told my people, I was like, yeah. Like what? I was so excited like when you hit me and I was like, oh yeah, I'm there. Just let
me
know.
I'm like for real to me. People don't understand how this industry will chew you up. People don't understand how this industry will suck you in and like just create this false world that you get caught up in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's spiritual. It's a lot of darkness that happens behind the scenes. But I'm proud of you because that's hard to push away. And a lot of folks say, well, if I was you, I would die. No, you would. You ain't never been in the game to be able to tell somebody what you would do. You ain't never... I would throw the ball this way. You ain't been in the game before.
For years, too.
Exactly. So, you're in it. Like, you're in the industry. Like, I don't know if there's a better, like, you're with the most prominent families. You're with the, you're in all these spaces and places. And then you just hit the brakes and turn the wheel. To me, that's admirable. To me, that says something more powerful than got a hold of you. And got you to a different place. But I am curious, like, When did that process start? Like, what was the beginning of this, like, something got to change?
What was it? Let me see. So I think it was a few days before my birthday.
Okay.
I was told everybody, I was like, look, I don't know if I was lit or what. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no telling. Like, I'm like, look, I need everybody to find me a bishop, find me a church, find me somewhere. Only thing I want to do for my birthday is get baptized.
Wow.
I mean, I'm like, call everybody. See, get them over here. So two pastors came, two bishops came, Bishop James, and I forgot the other one name. And I was like, uh-oh, like, I got to pick. Like, which one is going to do this? So when I walked out there, I got drawn to Bishop James, and he was just talking and stuff like that. And then luckily, Bishop James had knew the other bishop. So they was talking, they was chopping it up about the churches and stuff. And I'm like, okay, this is great. So they ended up both baptizing me. Bishop was inside the water, and then the other pastor was on top. So they both was there.
Yeah.
And that was on May 11th, 2022. So
did you grow up in church? Why did you be like, mm-hmm. yo, I'm going to do this? Like, what made you say, yeah, let's find a pastor or a bishop? Like, what was the...
I don't know.
So the Lord just...
Yeah.
Okay.
That was it.
Did you feel like, was there anything going on that you was like, I'm tired? You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I'm tired. Like, I know for me, you know, now, before I met the Lord, before I really started walking with the Lord, it was like, I'm not finding fulfillment in these women. I'm not finding fulfillment in the drugs. I'm not finding fulfillment in being drunk every night. I got to a breaking point of being tired. Even though I started walking with the Lord, I had taken some backsliding steps, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And got back into the pills and the whole craziness. But then I was like, at that point in time, I feel like God just kept blocking me. Like, I'm not going to let you move forward back into this space. Do you feel like there was anything in your world that was like, nah, Angela, like, you got to chill?
It wasn't anything that was like, nah, other than just myself.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I feel like as adults, nobody can really tell us like really what to do. And it was like, nobody can tell you what to do. Not even the authorities, depending on how much money you got. No, I was kidding. No, I'm just kidding. But no, I was just like really honestly just tired of myself and like tired of like waking up and feeling a certain type of way.
Mm.
When I know for a fact, like I'm way smarter than that.
That's good. That's good.
You know what I mean? Like, and I just built everything myself, and I know what to do. Like, I know what's right and what's wrong. And then, but to speed it up, after I got baptized, it was still like partying, you know what I mean? Getting lit, all that. And then I was like, all right, September 14th. I don't know if something happened the 13th, where I was like, all right, the 14th, that's it.
Okay.
I'm going sober on these folks, and I'm going to really stick with it, because I would do it. And then I would get up to like 6 months, and I'm like, ugh. Let me get a shot.
6 months is kind of crazy.
Like
though,
6 months and then like this and then like, and then four, and I would keep trying like over and over and over. So now I'm like, so now this month on the 14th would be 19 months sober.
Sober soldiers.
Yeah. So September would be 2 years.
Yeah. Nah.
It's going by.
I've never told anybody this. I don't think I've said it publicly. I think, when was the Super Bowl in LA? That was, I don't know when that was. But, that's how long I've been sober. You know what I'm saying?
Google it.
Yeah, whenever Super Bowl was. Now, before that, I was about 4 years. So then I took a step back. But for me, 2022? So it's 2 years for me. Yeah, 2 years I've been sober.
Wait, what month?
February. Okay.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Yeah, sober gang. You know what I mean? For me, it wasn't so much like, oh man, if you love God, you don't drink. For me, it was like, I think I just didn't handle it well. You know what I'm saying? My decision-making process was, okay, we in the same.
God damn, so, like, I just can't have one. I gotta act the fool.
Come on,
Golly.
That's me.
This is not normal.
But see,
it's like a chemical imbalance.
Nobody would say nothing to you because you was like, it's Black China. Let her be lit. Me, they like, yo, what is Lecrae doing? What is he doing? Is he
still? No.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, I was like, yo, I got to chill.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, my decision-making process is all bad. So I can see that. And now sober life is...
It's good. You wake up, you know what I mean? It's like, you want to go out with people, you're like, so who all going to be there? And they're like, I'm like, all right, well, maybe I'll just catch y'all tomorrow.
Did you feel something. Like your life was, I felt like this. I felt like my life was built around social drinking situations. Like, it was like, why would I go out if I can't drink? You know, that's what I started to feel like. I don't know if you felt that way.
Not so much. So, like, I would just drink at home.
Okay.
I'm a homebody. So, like, everything's, like, at the house.
At the house.
At the house. And if I do come out, it's, like, it's a rare sighting.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, the transition happens, right?
Yes.
And I didn't know nothing about it. The way I found out was you posted a video.
I was just about to say.
You posted a video, and you actually used my song in the video. And I was like, what is this? Like, what is, I mean, you know, it's Angela, but at the time, my brand's like, Black China just using my song?
What is she doing?
What's happening right now? You know what I mean? So what was the inspiration? What was the thought process? Not for using my song, obviously, but just in general, like, let me make this video. Like, let me post this and put this out here.
I wanted to have a visual for, you know, for Easter and for Jesus rising. And I just wanted it to be, like, super cool. It was crazy to even get that shot because, you know, that cross is on the side of the highway. So, mind you, we're scaling the build, like, the side of the mountain because there's no way you could get up there.
Yeah.
We're scaling it, but we got it done. What? And then your song was, like, perfect.
It's a, it got a little ratchet, but it's, like,
because it was the perfect balance.
Yep.
To where it can relate to some people and it's not too far off of what's going on.
That's how I like to live my life.
Culture.
Exactly.
You know what I
mean? That's why I'm so excited to have you here because I feel like you represent that. Like, I feel like it's the same gang. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people can't breathe in the spaces that you've been able to breathe in and then be a real person. And I've seen you do that. I've seen you, like, you breathing in some crazy spaces that people's brain can't imagine. And then you back in reality, just living real life.
Mm-hmm.
How do you manage? Cause there's a media thing and I get the media piece of it. Like in the media, it's like, you don't do this. You don't say this, you know, what kind of narrative, you know what I mean? But in real life, were you realizing like, man, I'm in some wild scenarios and like, what is your brain? How are you processing all of that?
I just look at the scenarios and be like, this is wild. And I'd be like, all right, 24 hours, it'll be over. Next.
Okay.
Because that's how it'd be something else. Somebody else would do something wild. But of course, it still sticks there. And then I've never been the type of person to be like, oh, let me address this.
Okay.
It'll never happen.
Yeah.
Imagine me going back and forth with people on the internet or just in general holding my phone and it'll never happen.
So I mean, you might be better than me. Sometimes I get under my skin. Sometimes I like the folks, I want to slide in the DM and slap some people. Just being honest. That's me. Lord, forgive me. A lot of crazy stuff being said about you. You just was like, I mean, was there moments for you where it was like.
I mean, but you know what? I've been doing it so long.
Okay. That's good.
I came out in 2008.
You're right.
That's a long time.
That's true. So it's kind of like, it just is what it is at this point in time.
It is what it is.
Shrapnel. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it didn't bother you then either when you make this transition and people was like having all these crazy things to say about you.
Oh, no. I mean, when I posted everything, I mean, I only saw like the positive stuff.
That's mostly what I saw, but I didn't know, you know.
Yeah. You have like some people and all that stuff like that. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's cool.
The changes you made physically.
Yes.
Okay, now.
I'm glad I did it.
I don't, all of those things.
That stuff looked crazy.
All right, you said it, I didn't say it. So let me ask, can I be real?
My face looked crazy.
Can I be real? I want to understand, because I ain't never asked nobody this. I want to know, like, we see our favorite celebrities, our singers.
Yeah.
And then they go through this, like, plastic surgery change and the fillers and the whole nine. And we looking at them like, yo, you don't know, you look crazy to us. Like, in y'all's mind, in your mind, were you not, you're just like, yeah, this is dope. This looks great. Really?
When you're in it, you're like, this looks great. That's some more right here. Chisel me up.
Really? So when you just like this, everyone.
Swole.
People just like, yeah.
Nobody never says anything. And then half the time it's free.
Okay.
And then that's when they start getting carried away. You start bringing your peoples. Everybody come on. They gonna do it for free. For a shout out.
That junk is wild to me. I get on the plane sometimes and I'm in Orange County or something. And I'll just be like, yo.
It's getting crazy.
This lady looks like a whole robot. Like, it's she looks too like much. A clay figure.
It's too much. Yeah. I feel like girls gonna stop soon.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hope so. But that, I'm glad you did that. Not to say that, like, spiritual transition makes you do those things, but I do think that it makes you look at your identity as way more than just how people see you. Like, you're more
right,
than that.
Right, because, yeah, it can. Then it was like everybody started to look alike. Everybody looks alike on the internet to
Facts.
Me.
Facts.
Yeah, like, I'm still trying to figure out this whole hair, my hair situation. I love my shortcuts because I'm like, man, every time I put on certain hairstyles and stuff, it just jogs me back to, like, that something else, and I don't like it.
I can see that. Like, what about the, I know you got the tattoo removed.
Yeah, I'm still getting that removed too.
Okay.
That hurts.
What? Yeah, I heard the removal is worse than getting it done on the flip side.
Like, ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was a Baphomet.
Yeah.
Right. And at the time, I guess you were just like, oh, it's dope. It has all these dual meanings.
Yeah, I thought it was, yeah, to me, when I got it done, I thought, okay, man, woman.
Yeah.
Evil. Good. Light day. Balance, you know, I'm like, oh shit, let me get this guy perfect right there. Doop. And then everybody was like, oh, that's the devil. That's Satan. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, let me flip that.
Yeah, yeah. There's no way to flip it. But like, once you start, it's like one of those things, once you start going down a rabbit hole of Googling and looking up stuff and trying to figure it out, I feel like a lot of people have been there.
Yeah.
You just start looking up stuff and then it gets you deeper and deeper into some hole. Yeah.
Did people, like, were people opposed to your transition? Were they like, yo, you changing too much, or we don't like it? Or was there anybody that was anti? So everybody's been supportive of you.
Yeah,
in that process.
Absolutely.
That's super dope. Even like your littest, drunkest friends, they were still like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's dope. My friends.
Yeah.
They came
at
me.
China. Yeah, what's up? Yeah, no.
They came in.
Everybody has been like super supportive and stuff like that.
Okay. So I know you did say in terms of that tattoo, like, you felt like it was some spiritual energy or demonic type of energy initially.
It has to have some type of,
and you didn't
anything we put on us and like wear and all that stuff, it has to have some type of effect.
Yeah.
Some type of vibration. And I can't be vibrating it no more.
That's dope.
I'm tired. Mama is tired.
So for me, and I told you this, and I've said it probably 3-4 times since we've been talking, but I think specifically, right, I grew up with a single mom, right? She grinds, she hustled to make it happen for me. I also understand what it's like to be misunderstood and just to be in a position where, like, people just don't get who you are. I've also been in a place where it's like, okay, I'm trying to grow mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and I'm in front of the whole world.
Right.
Right. The reason why I have such great respect for you is because you're navigating all those things and you're doing it well. Like,
thank you.
I'm like, for real, you're doing it well. Like, I don't think people give you credit for that. I don't think they acknowledge the hard work it is just to be a single mom. Every single mom out there knows how hard it is to be a single mom.
Yes.
I don't think people understand how hard it is to grow in front of the world, right? Like, every decision you make, the world is watching. And so you can't get from A to B without the folks just like, why you do this? Why didn't you do that? Well, what is this and what is that? Mm-hmm. And then just the sense for you to like, I'm gonna work, I'm gonna grind. I think there's a misperception, and you can speak to this.
Yeah.
I think there's a misperception because these women do exist, right? These women do exist out there who are like, I'm gonna find me a baller and I ain't gonna have to work no more, right? Why is that not you? I can see it, but why is that not who
it's
you are?
It's never been me.
Okay.
Like, it's never been me. I like working for my money. You know what I mean? And I just like having my own, and I like owning certain things and just having it. And having like some type of structure over like my life.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then that's why I was even, I just celebrated 10 years with my Lash Cosmetics. And I was like, man, it's crazy because 10 years ago, that went by really fast. And King is 11.
Yeah.
So just even, you know, me starting a business and having a little baby and then just continuously doing that throughout the years and just trying different business avenues like, you know, Black China Closet and Angela White Couture, Hearts Pure, just all these different things. Because I know what it's like going back to that being hot and getting all these endorsement deals. And then it's like, what happens when all that stuff gone, what happens if it leaves?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's why I've always like grind for my own stuff, because those things are like nice. Those are like plus and perks.
Yeah.
But it's always nice to just have like your own stuff.
What did you want to do? Like, because you kind of became a celebrity without trying. Like, you kind of fell into the celebrity world. Mm-hmm. But you're a businesswoman. Behind the scenes, we know you're a businesswoman. But what did you want to do? Like, what did you envision? Like, if you were to, you know, this is what I wanted to do when I grew up type of vibe.
I never really had that luxury, but it was a few things that I did want to do. When I was younger, I wanted to be an ice skater.
Okay.
I did want to be an ice skater.
Did you ever ice skate, or you just wanted to be an ice skater?
I did it like twice.
Okay.
But it's funny because I remember saying I wanted to own a liquor store. Hey, I'm
free
from
liquor.
D.C. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, that was the limit.
That's
that was
terrible.
The bar.
Yeah, that was the bar. Yeah. Owning a liquor store? Like no, what? Yeah. On a corner?
So you was always an entrepreneur in
a sense. Entrepreneur in a sense. But like as far as like my businesses and things like that, I always try to do stuff that coincides with what I do so it's not a stretch. And
right.
People could tell when it's a stretch and when you're lying.
Right.
I feel like people could sense it. That's why I ain't lying about nothing. It is what it is. And
yeah,
this is who I am.
I'm genuinely like, you know, encouraged at that kind of mindset that you have. There's a lot of young girls, and I remember Deion Sanders had pulled a young lady in to talk to his players on the team, and just for her to articulate like, okay, this is how women are going to try you, and this is the whole nine, and this is what's going to happen out here. And I think that a lot of people have had that perception about you, that mm-hmm. you are just kind of finessing your way out here in LA. And without knowing the behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah. See, the thing about it is you can't finesse, like, men. I mean, you just really can't. It's not like, oh, I was in a strip club and I just looked over and I saw Tyga. You know,
yeah.
He came to the strip club, you know what I mean, to come and see Black China. Like, these people come to see me. Even when, me and Kim started hanging out, like, she posted me on her Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Rob hit me up. Hey, let me talk to you and hang out. Like, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In this industry, like, people, they always come to see me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, what's up?
What's also dope is how, to me, again, like, you've given up a lot to pursue a different path, a different journey. And you're not leaning on, you got some big names to lean on if you really wanted to lean on. You got some a lot of clout to fall on if you're like, oh, I'm about to get it popping. And yet you're doing it your way. You're doing it in a, you know, on your own in a sense. Like you have your own team, but you're building something new.
Definitely. You know, yeah. And you know, this year I was like, you know, a lot of things that I was doing, like, because I cut down from the spending, right? Then you factor in like all these other things, you know what I mean? Like hair and glam that is like super expensive. And I'm like, wait a minute, what are these people doing for me? Mm. You get what I'm saying? So now I'm like super, super more selective of like who it is that I go through.
Mm-hmm.
Is this like a money grab for you?
Mm.
But to use like my face to like get more clients and things like that. That's why like this year and last year has just been focusing on working out sobriety in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't like fall underneath that, then I'm just really not into it.
Yeah.
And I've had to turn down a lot of things and I'm like, these people are crazy. Like I mean some crazy stuff. I think the craziest one, I gotta talk about it. I think the craziest one is I got an email from somebody and they were like, yeah, we want you to host this poker night at this thing, and if you get some people to come, like your famous friends to come,
okay,
then we'll give you an extra $500,000 per each one, and like just all this stuff, and you have to do the NDA. I'm like, get out of here. Like, come on now, like, 500. Get out of here.
Hey, man. Everybody ain't getting them offers,
though. It's been crazy stuff like that. Like, just even some hosting things. Like, even movie roles where it's like, no, why would I be the sexy stripper villain? Whatever y'all want me to. That's too much.
The price is right.
That is too much.
I mean, obviously you've been here for a long time, but let's imagine you talking to a young lady. Okay. She's fresh out here in LA in the industry. She's starting to get it popping a little bit.
Okay.
She got a couple famous associates. Maybe they're not her real friends, but maybe she feels like they're her real friends.
All right.
And she's like, man, how do I not lose myself out here? Like, what do you tell her?
I think it's mostly like staying grounded.
Okay.
She will have to stay grounded, like with the people that know her the most. And that's going to put her in her place.
Okay.
Because what happens is we go to different states and things like that. And it's like, all right, family, you know, I'm working. I'm working.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So then it becomes like this. And then you're working, doing whatever it is that you want to do.
Yeah.
But not really including the people that was there with you prior to. Even if it's a sister, brother, uncle, somebody that's just going to keep you like, hey, you know you're getting out of pocket. Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to come to you correct. But like from a loving standpoint. Yeah.
And do you feel like you had, I know, from what I understand, you know, your mom's was in your corner, you know, more recently, like, mm-hmm. hey, I'm proud of you. I appreciate you for so on and so forth. Were there people like your mom who was like trying to make sure you stay on the same path that you on right now early on? Or were there people, or do you have those people now? Were they there back in the day when you were doing your Black China thing?
The people that are still here from when I was doing my Black China thing, because it was always Angela too.
Okay.
It's just like once I crossed that boundary, then it's like, rawr.
Yeah. Literally. Okay.
But no. Yeah.
So you got people in your corner who are supporting and keeping
you grounded. So super supportive and stuff like that. And when people don't and I have to give them a break, I just hit the little block button.
Okay.
And then I'll unblock them. Then they'll get it.
Respect.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Respect.
Yeah.
And then now
boundaries.
You acting now.
Yes.
You are, I mean, I seen you with my guy. Actually, he go to church with me, Ron Rico.
Ron,
the Hamptons joint. Mm. And how's that transition been? Just going into the acting space?
Super smooth. So I've been doing that for what, 2 years now?
Yeah.
But I really enjoy it. I enjoy it a lot.
And is
I think I'm kind of good.
As a businesswoman, are you like, is there two different hats you got to wear to like be an actress, but then like, okay, I'm trying to build this on the side. I got this business. Mm-hmm. I got this going on.
Nope, because everything that's coming is meant.
And
it's easier.
It's meant to be.
Right. Because I'm telling you, like, I used to grind and, like, stay up and try to figure out what's the next. That's too much. That'll wear you out, too. And then just to look at them and be like, I really didn't go too far.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It only seems like we're not doing enough because we're looking at other people's pace and what they're doing. So it'll make you feel like, damn, maybe I'm not doing enough.
Yeah.
When it's only 24 hours in a day. Do what you can and we're about the rest later.
So I feel like the elephant in the room oftentimes is that you are, what people want from you is to associate you with the men in your life, the famous friends in your life.
Mm-hmm.
What's the misconception? What is the thing that you kind of want people to understand is like, hey, I'm more than this. Right? How do you want the world to see who Angela is outside of just like, I'm connected to this man or I'm connected to this, you know, group of people? How do you want people to see you?
I want them to look to me as a businesswoman.
Okay.
As a model.
Okay.
Because I am a model too.
Okay.
Entrepreneur. Just like, and just as a real person.
Yeah.
Like, it's Angie.
Yeah.
I'm chilling. What's up, y'all?
Who's Angie? What's Angie doing like on a regular day? Like when she wakes up in the morning, what's life looking like?
First thing when I wake up, let me see. Daily devotion. Daily devotion. And then get to the emails, get to all my emails, check my text messages. Just relaxing, just good times.
Yeah.
Yeah, candles, clean house. Just trying to figure out what it is that I need to do for that month.
Okay. So you just... I mean, a lot of people don't recognize just the reality of just a normal life. You know what I mean?
They
the big lights, camera action, and then, you know, you raise kids.
And that's
kids.
Before a split second. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's like a second. It's like, it's not like you just wake up and it's like this every day.
And would you say you introverted? Like you just chill at the house? You be like to yourself?
Yeah.
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 That's what I am. How's that possible?
Now, a lot of.
I love being in the house.
A lot of people are like that. Like they the introverted people. You keep looking over here. Do you confirm this?
I'm an introvert.
Oh, that's the weirdest relationship when two people are introverted. So people invite y'all places and y'all be like, you want to go? Not really. You want to go? Not really. So y'all just content to be chilling at the house and not want to pop out nowhere.
I love it. Everything's at the house. The studio's at the house. The workout stuff's at the house. Just everything.
So you don't have to get out. You cool on getting out.
I'm good. But you know what? Every summer I say this. I say, this summer I'm going to leave the house. I'm going to say it here. This summer I'm going to leave the house.
What you going to do? Where you going to go?
I don't know. Drive around my Heart's Pure Sprinter van. You know what I mean? Go downtown.
What do you do for fun?
Work.
You gotta do something else for fun.
Yes.
You need a hobby, Angela. You can't work all the time. You need to find a hobby. You gotta do something.
All right, what's your hobby?
I mean, honestly, right now, Netflix. But that's because I'm in between hobbies.
Yeah.
So Netflix is my hobby. I'm not saying I'm not advocating that be your hobby, but you need something to get your mind off of work. You're also a mom. So being a mom is also, that's a full-time gig.
Yeah.
Yeah. Along with, I know I got my kids and it's a full-time job raising kids off the rip. So, but then there's work.
Soccer, ballet, gymnastics.
You're an Uber driver. That's what you are. When you got kids, you're a whole Uber driver. But your kids probably rolling up in style. Y'all know y'all like pulling up like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, listen, man, there's a lot of ways, again, that I feel like you inspire folks, that you enlighten people.
Thank you.
I don't think the fullness of your story has been told.
Mm-mm. And it's always, I feel like just even over the years, like I've always had like this mystique thing. It was like, think you know, but that's just not even it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially when I used to have my bangs. They're like, who is that? It's me. No.
Nah, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate you.
I want to know like how the full story is going to unveil itself.
Like your story?
Yeah, I'm so curious. Like every day I'm like, I wonder what's going to happen today.
Well, I mean, you made a big jump. So that's a big transition. Like everybody don't wake up and be like, yeah, Jesus, I'm finna go like do a video in front of the cross. You know what I'm saying? Like that don't happen every day. You know, especially like, yeah, I was in the strip club and then Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Like that's not how that typically goes down.
Yeah.
So I think the biggest thing, I didn't know what was gonna come of it. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad that we got the interaction that we got. And for me, I just like to champion folks who are like, man, I'm gonna embrace the Lord. You know what I'm saying? That's my biggest thing is how can I champion you? If you like, man, I'm finna walk with the Lord in front of the world, I'm like, well, shoot, you know you got an army. We rolling with you. What you need? You know what I'm saying? We coming up behind you. I want to support you in that capacity. That's the biggest thing for me and to see
that's
you do
what we're
it.
Doing right now.
Yeah, effects.
It's just wild how everything comes full circle. Like I used your song literally a year ago.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we could look. Yeah, because let me see. Easter.
Yeah, Easter.
Mm-hmm.
Of last year.
So literally been 1 year. And then here we are. So I know like some cool, great stuff is going to come about.
That's my thing.
It's like putting it out there.
Yeah, I'm with it. You doing music, right? You do music?
Yes.
Okay, so what? So you going to produce a song? We can talk. I'm with it. If you with it, I'm with it. All right, cool. A lot of people are.
I'm with it.
Okay. That'd be kind of hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like now.
Because I was telling Samar, I was like, I think he's on tour. Like, see, what is he doing?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, he was on tour.
I've been on the road. But as far as the music, I love the music. The music, what I do, that's how people know me. I wanted to be able to sit down with people and like, man, let's talk life. Let's talk faith. Let's talk where we at. And also just to encourage folks who are watching. Because I've been in this seat before and had people bring up the most craziest thing that I was involved in or whatever. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It's like, tell us about that.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, well, there's about 30 other videos about that if you want to go find those.
Right.
But if you want me to keep telling the story over and over again, I could. So I didn't want to do that. What I wanted to do was be able to give you an opportunity to talk about where you are, how you got to where you are. Mm. And for other people who, you know, are inspired or want to get to these spaces, they don't have the courage. Like, it's a lot of folks who don't have the courage to do what you did. They're afraid, of losing money. And you took a bold step and you still killing it. So You know what I'm saying? I was actually gonna start an OnlyFans page during COVID. It was just gonna be my feet though.
Yeah.
I was just gonna show off my feet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It but was a guy from that OnlyCams. That's what he did. He's making some coins on there too.
That's what I'm saying.
He's making some coins.
I don't know if I would have shut mine down if I was getting that feet money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I might still be on OnlyFans right now.
Yeah, I think they actually have a website just for feet. I think it's called Feet Finders.
People are wild. Why do you know that? I need you to not know that.
He said, yeah. He got it to count.
Yo, I'm going to need y'all to not know this is a real thing, man. I'm going to need you to not know that.
It's a real thing.
Yeah, nah. To me, it's like, hey, man, it's so many ways to move and to shake. So I'm glad you know what I'm saying, you came out on the other side unscathed. And, you know, I know it's a lot of real crazy stuff. Yeah,
me too.
Yeah. A lot of crazy stuff behind the scenes that people just don't even understand or know about. So,
and it makes me happy because the time is just keep going. Because it's like when you do it in the beginning, it's like, okay, this is the beginning.
Yeah.
And now it's like, okay, it's about to be 2 years. And then it's going to be like 4 years. And you know what I mean?
And
I
it's can't your lifestyle.
Wait for the, yeah.
Yeah. It becomes your lifestyle.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And right. And then you know what too? I watch some girls and I'm like, okay, this is a little bit overbearing. Like they're just like super OD with the... Now every Instagram post has to have this spiritual stuff. Like,
you're not a real person no more.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. That's a little bit too much, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like people see that and that's kind of fake.
You're speaking Christianese. I like it. I keep it real.
You
got
to keep it real.
But they hate on you when you keep it real. They don't like that because they want you to fit in a box. So if you're going to be ratchet, be ratchet. If you're going to be righteous. But don't be mixing the ratchet and the righteous together because now... You know, it becomes a problem.
That sucks.
But that's the space I live in. So I love it. You know what I'm saying? I'm grateful for it. And but yeah, man, like again, I'll make myself available if there's anything I can do to serve. Again, like I just want you to know you got an army, you got folks behind you, rooting for you, championing everything you got going on. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And I think you know that.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So whatever you got popping. You know, I want the believers to be like, all right, she on the home team.
I'm on the home team.
Yeah, we rock with her. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? And listen, we all in different spaces and places. So, you know what I'm saying? We got everybody under the sun. You got your cussing Christians, your drinking Christians. You got all of us, but we cousins, we brothers and sisters, man.
That's it.
Let's live in love, man. So, thank you again for being
here. Thank you.
Man. Yeah, appreciate
you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.